Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
Gonna make it rain, let me
just popped a Marlin. Bitches wildin' out. I ain't on my wrist and they know I'm cashing out.
Bad bitch to my left, Kevin Kell on my right side. All white from my head to toe. You think I'm about to make dust fly? Dub cup on that stage, mic off on my right hand. I don't need no big crowd. The whole world my hype man. I'm rocking out, rolling up, rolling hard, and I'm drunk as fuck. Ain't no shit all day. Don't know how my stomach holding up. I be too turned up. Please don't turn me down. When your bitch say she love me, so I kick the round.
All I know is turn up.
I really think it's time for something new, something better, something sexier, something realer.
Once you pass it up, there's a second chance. And you might-
baby, everybody sees you took my heart from the start, and I never wanna leave, cause baby, I'm still stuck in my groove. I don't know what I'd do if I ever lose your love. I thank God, rescue me when he sent you from above. I can't deny, I might die if you take away your love.
I'll die, baby, if you leave. I'll die, baby, if you leave. I know I can't leave. time back to change the picture from what we're doing to what we started. Leaving is
not a good option.
I need you close to me.
Can we move on?
It's confusing when you say to me, I can't think straight.
Cause girl, you've been leaving. The more you're coming on, you know exactly how I feel. So baby, please don't leave. No, no, no. You got my love just crashing up. I can't believe you wanna leave. After you said you won't leave me alone.
Good evening, everyone. It is Sunday, August 18th, 2013. It is going to be a stormy night here in Georgia. And you're listening to Dr. Buckhalter. This is the Sunday evening chat right here on Lawless Radio. Check us out, lawlessradio.com, where you can submit your music, get information about submitting your music. You can find out what's going on with Lawless Radio. And you can just kind of join in on the fun. 646-478-5209. Always the same call-in number every week for all hostesses out here on Lawless Radio. 646-478-5209. All right, y'all. Chilling. I am in the midst of going to Memphis, Tennessee over the weekend, and I am participating in a love summit, and I'm talking about intimacy. And, you know, I'm bringing a whole new twist to it, you know, and I'm just kind of adding some flavor to it and doing what I can, you know. So we're just chilling out tonight. You know, that's how we do. All right, I'm going to play some more music, and, you know, I'm going to be back. Make sure you check us out. First, let me go down to the Lawless After Dark. Lawless After Dark, we have Tuesday night, the Raw Deal. Every Tuesday night, 11 p.m., Raw Deal with Catrice. That's right, for 30 minutes, you get Catrice for 30 minutes on a Tuesday night. Wednesday night is B-Most Slim. Man, I was on his show last weekend. That was funny. It was a good show. I just happened to call in. It was a good show. I'm normally not awake at that time. Saturday, I missed my girl yesterday. I don't know what happened. I think I fell asleep because it was 10. Last time I looked, it was 10 o'clock. And then I woke up, it was 4 a.m. So in between that time, I fell asleep. But my girl, Mel Lawless, No Limits. Every Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, y'all got to check her out. Good 30. You know what? There's a lot can happen in 30 minutes. A lot of people say 30 minutes is not enough time, but a lot can happen in 30 minutes. You can go through like 10, 20 different conversations in 30 minutes. No problem. All right, y'all. Hit us up, 646-478-5209. This is Dr. Buckhalter. You're listening to the Sunday evening chat right here on Lawless Radio. This is Low Key by Matt B. That's Matt B World on Twitter.
Said it might be, yes, I'm back. Only with Cadillacs, light skin, red bone. Looking just right in them thoughts, they all wanna be with me. I just wanna keep it low key, and low key. Now all my lady friends hit me up, saying they just wanna up and down, round and round, just like that. Oh my god, Shawty, you can take this. They all wanna tangle with me. Trying to get it too, baby girl. Let me know what you wanna do. I'm just trying to chill with you. Maybe even you foreplay, work that back. Now I'm going deeper, dripping wet, make you sweat. I'm bumping it like a speaker. Baby, wanna bring a girlfriend? Call her, I wanna meet her. Room so hot, I think I done got a fever.
And you
Talk to me. You know, I was sitting here thinking, I was kind of going random, just thinking, you know, this week has been one of those interesting weeks, and, you know, you got to keep it positive, because I always go back in my mind and say, okay, should I dwell on it, or should I trip on it, you know, what's the deal? But here's the situation. People are interested. And I've learned a lot from people this week. I mean, I learned so much from individuals, I don't even know what to do. I mean, people have shocked me to the fullest. I mean, shocked me to the fullest. And if it wasn't for my husband, Buck, for bringing it to my attention, you know, you'll realize it. All right, let's see who got on the line here. What's going on, ma'am?
You're on mute.
Hello.
What's going on, Mississippi?
How you doing? How you doing, Patrice?
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Doing great.
Yeah, we fine.
I wanted to speak on that comment you just made about people stalking you.
Let me tell you something. It's been some interesting stuff this all week. So you know, you always gotta. People just really shock you. But go right ahead. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, because we had actually been mentoring and tutoring this young guy. You know, we let him sleep on our. Well, we have a futon in the living room when he didn't have nowhere to sleep. We let them use our phone, I feed them, you know, let them use our computers, you know, all of this stuff. And in process, you know, we would talk to them and try to head them down the right direction, the right path. I'd tell them things that I've been through in my life, you know, things I experienced. You know, he didn't have a high school diploma, so Kevin was trying to tutor him so he can go back to school and get a diploma and kind of do something with his life. He said he wanted to go to the military. Girl, he broke in our house, and and the thing is, you know, that's even a worse of a feeling than a stranger doing it, because this is someone we opened the home to, you know, so.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know, it is bad when you got somebody that you know to do it, and then somebody come in and just. That is awful. That's just gangster right there. That's just plain gangster. You don't do nothing like that. You just don't do nothing like that. But yeah, people surprised me. You know, people. I had three individuals. No. Let me tell you about two individuals. Tell me that they were going to do something, and they didn't do it. And they didn't do it. They just basically reneged on it and came up with some off the wall. You know, don't you hate when someone tells you they're gonna do something for you, and then they come back and give you like all kinds of excuses or try to help you figure out your situation, and but they after they already said they were gonna do it for you. You ever run into that, man?
Right.
Mississippi.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people tell you they're gonna do stuff for you. And they say, oh, yeah, you know, you can, yeah, it's cool. But when you come to collect, that's when there's an issue.
More excuses.
It's deep.
But the bad thing is my sense for humanity right now has just been lowered so low. To where I don't trust anybody. I don't want to do anything for anybody. I don't want people in my life. You know, I really don't want people around me because it's like every direction. I'm even talking about family in some cases. Every direction I go, whether I try to help somebody or, you know, they, we're getting people. But whether I try to help somebody or, they say that they're going to do something, like you said, and it's always an excuse or either they take your kindness for weakness. So I really prefer to be left alone right about now.
That's true. You know, a lot of people, it's just interesting how folks operate, and I just wonder, I said, man, you know, that's just deep. How, you know, you could just just totally turn your back without even flickering, you know. And I said, "Whoa, okay." And then you have a, then you get this lame ass excuse, and then you're like, "Man, are you serious, dude?" Like, okay, okay. And then you got to step back a little bit, but you know, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, that's what I want to speak on, people, individuals. You know, it's sometimes people wondering why you don't come talk to them. You know, I got this one friend. See, here's my thing is, see, I give you three opportunities, okay? After you have pissed me off for three times, I'm done with you. It's just me. I'm done with you.
Right.
And I remember, because the thing is, I let you know what you did. See, now I'm wrong. I would be wrong if I don't tell you what it is, what the problem is that I have with you. Okay? I would be wrong by doing that. But I tell you what the problem is. I would let you know. If I don't tell you a problem, then we have no problem. But if I tell
right.
you a problem, what the problem is, and then you continue to do it after, and then I address it to you two other times, at that third moment, I'm just going to go totally off. And I'm like, listen, you know, I ain't got nothing else to say. You know, I got this one girlfriend. I was looking for, you know, I was looking for some work. You know, and every time she called me, she would always have something off the wall to say. You know, like, I hope you didn't do this. I hope you ain't put your both your degrees on your resume, because you know you ain't gonna get nothing like that. It was like downing. She wasn't even giving no positive to it. You know what I mean? She wasn't being positive.
Right.
So I'm like, man. I'm like, what the hell? So she did that the first time, and then the second time, she's like, they always say stuff like that. Don't get your hopes up. And I'm like, man, you know, you call somebody, you're on a nice little high, you feeling good, you like, yeah, let's do this, you know. And then here comes somebody just raining on your parade.
Right,
that
like
right
they kind of dance your dreams or make you feel bad
exactly.
or something.
Exactly.
Know? Negativity.
Exactly.
You know, and
that's
why people love company.
Man, that negativity is something else. And I told her, see, now the thing is, I told her the first time. And then the second time, I kind of got a little perturbed. And I said, listen, you know, every time I call you, you always have something negative to say. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I can't be fake. I'm trying to keep it real. You know, that's what y'all, your other fake friends do. And see, I was trying to explain to her, it's not about being fake. It's about how you form your words. You know, you're talking to somebody that's looking, especially people out here looking for jobs now. There's a lot of people looking for work. And the people out there
right.
looking for work, they frustrated. They tired. And the last thing they want to hear is somebody pissing on their damn parade. And that's what you're doing.
Right.
You
especially a so-called friend.
Exactly. Why would you do that? I mean, literally, why would you do that? So, and I don't think she got it. So I just told her I'll call her back later. So, and this was on my way to the interview. So after the interview, she sent me a text message. How was the interview? I didn't even respond. I'm like, I don't even want to share with you how the interview was, because I know something stupid going to come out your mouth. And I'm on a bit high right now. And I don't
right.
want to mess that up. I don't want to mess that up. All right, y'all. Hit me up, 646-478-5209. You know, we're talking about how you deal with just people in general. You know, what's going on with just people in general. All right, y'all, 646-478-5209. Mayor, you missed, I missed the show last night. Girl, it was 10 o'clock, and next thing I know, it's 4 a.m. How was the show last night?
Hey, it was just actually me, Buck, and Mississippi. And we had
okay.
a nice little conversation, you know.
Okay.
We had it going for the audience. So, you know, we were talking about, Mississippi, what did we talk about? We got on to two different conversations about.
Yeah.
Mississippi,
hold up. Where you go?
He said he's off the air. What did we discuss last night?
Ricky Lake Show episode we saw last week where these women were.
Oh, yeah, prison. Like, would you wait for someone that was in prison?
30 years incarcerated, yet.
Hell no.
It was this white girl that was on there who had never met this man, yet, and he was a black dude. Yet, she met on a pen pal site. And I guess they sent pictures back and forth. And all she was talking about, oh, yeah, he's hot. He looks good. He's reformed. He has a master's degree. And then Ricky Lake was like, well, don't you think once he gets back out, because he got incarcerated for a murder at 12 years old. Ricky was asking her, basically, don't you think that once he gets out, he's going to want to sow some oats?
Because
he ain't never had none.
Exactly.
And she was saying, well, no, I think we have a bond right now. We have a bond together, and I believe we have this. Right.
But basically, yeah, that's what we were talking about last night.
That's some crazy stuff.
Well, thank you.
That's crazy. I'm just gonna tell Buck and I can hear. I'm just gonna tell Buck. Now I'll probably give him like, I'll give him 10 years. And if I can't have no congregation visit, then we're gonna really have a serious problem. I'll give him some time, but I can't not for 30 and I can't get no visits. It's not going down like that.
And plus, they've never met in person. It's just a pen pal.
Your body will ring. Ooh, let's set it. gotta be the damage did in your past relationships that's got you. A man enough to handle it, baby, let's get over it.
We can't move on.
I'm conquering this thing, it is what I want. I'm standing here for you with open arms. You gotta let your past go, let me be your anchor.
Welcome back. All right, you there, ma'am? All right, girl, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Yeah, you know, I was just talking about people. I had told Buck we was on our way out. On our way home, we went over to one of my friend's house and, you know, basically ate dinner and left, basically, and got full Kool-Aid. It was a good ass Kool-Aid too. It was like a diabetes Kool-Aid. It was like they just poured a drop of Kool-Aid mixed in a bag of sugar.
Yeah,
Mississippi, you couldn't drink that. Hold on, where he at? Hold on, bring him in. Mississippi, you couldn't drink.
I'm right here.
You couldn't drink none of that Kool-Aid. It was so diabetic prone. You couldn't have drank none of it. You would have just passed out. That's how bad that Kool-Aid.
You know what? When I checked my blood sugar this morning, it was only 80. So I'm quite sure I could have drunk some of that.
Nah, I play. It would have been 200.
I've been taking my meds.
It would have been 2-something. I'm telling you. If Buck was having a problem with it, man, you've been messed up. So yeah, now, I was on the way home.
I needed some sugar.
Yeah, exactly. We was on our way home, and I was telling Buck, I said, you know what? I said, you taught me some things about people this week. And, you know, it's not often. Sometimes you got to get people to kind of show you something. He probably don't even know what he taught me, but it's just things that come out of his mouth. You know, you got to pay attention. And that's what I was talking about, just people in general, just dealing with folks. And you got to just get into the mindset. And then you just don't feel like being bothered. You know, you don't even want to deal with people no more. I always thought Buck was antisocial, but now I see what his problem is.
Yeah, me too. I'm right along that alley.
I see what the problem is. Buck, like, you know what? I don't even feel like being bothered. Don't bother me. I don't bother you. I'm going to mind my own business, and you talk about your way.
I posted on my Facebook page, but I said I will no longer be posting on Facebook unless it has something to do with business or money. I mean it until I feel like fooling with people don't end. No, I'm just
Man, yeah. You get to that point, you're like, you know what? This right here ain't worth it. It's not worth it at all. Man, what the problem is? But yeah, It's deep. But yeah, you're dealing with folks. You know, people don't understand, and I think that people you get so disappointed with people because they tell you they're going to do one thing and then they renege on you, or, you know, you people don't appreciate things that you do for them, you know, when you do them. You know, people are, you know, they don't be appreciative of it, you know, and then, you know, it's just a vicious cycle, you know, it's just a vicious cycle. So yeah, so this week is gonna be a good week. We're chilling out, we're taking it easy. Y'all make sure you check us out, Nikki Outlaw on Tuesday, Tuesday at 8. We got Grit Grind on Tuesdays at 8. We got Wednesday at 8. We got Buck and Off every Thursday at 8, and then yours truly right here. We start the week off, you know, Sunday starts the week. Saturday is the last day of the week. Sunday starts your week. We start the week off right here with the midday. Damn, I'm all confused. I was going to say Ron Dio. Yeah. I was going to say midday. I was going to say that. Yes, baby.
Can I ask you a question? Who is doing Nikki's show right now?
She not doing her show?
I don't know. I was on Tuesday and nobody was on there, so I just asked.
Nobody was on there. Okay, I guess I need to talk to TL and see what's happening, because I thought she was doing her show. I need to stay on top of that, so I'll check that out. You know, if not, it'll be either me or Buck.
Okay.
And that's pretty much how it works, you know. So we'll fill it in and keep it moving. Well, you know what? You got any shout-outs? You want to give any shout-outs before I play my two songs for the evening?
You know, I always give shout-outs to, first and foremost, God. But my Lawless family, I love y'all to death. And y'all keep me grounded. We have fun. And so, basically, that's my shout-outs to, you know, just everybody in Lawless. And we growing and getting bigger, so
that's what's up. Mississippi, you got some shout outs, Mississippi?
I would be remiss if I didn't first and foremost give my shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who makes all blessings flow.
Amen.
After that, I appreciate the Lawless family, the chairman, you, Buck, everybody, and especially to my baby, Mayor Lawless. She didn't give a shout out to me, but I gave a shout out to her. Ain't that some
y'all in the same house? You know, it's all good. It's all good. You know, it's all right. Buck treated me like that last week. He didn't even let me give a shout out.
I know.
He let everybody else give a shout out last week. He didn't even let me give a shout out. He's like, okay, everybody, bye. I'm like, dang, I ain't even get no shout out.
So you
I'm
mean,
like, dang, I don't even get no shout out.
Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you weren't even mad when I came to Atlanta and you told everybody my head was below your titty.
Oh, my goodness. Mississippi is a mess. All right. We gotta meet you, Mississippi, because your laugh is just horrible time. Okay, I want to give a shout out to everybody y'all hold down. Of course, you know, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. We bless you, we praise you, amen. I want y'all to have a fabulous week. I want y'all to do the best thing. Whatever you're going to do, be good at it. Just do it right. Just do it right. Shout out to all my Lawless family, all my fans, everybody that supports us, especially my husband. Shout out to him, you know. Without him, I guess it wouldn't be a me. You know, he is me together. That's who we are. Okay.
Yeah.
Together. We are together and who we are. All right, Mel. I always appreciate you, girl. As always, we're going to chat with you again on Saturday. Check out Mel Lawless, No Limit, Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You know what you're going to talk about Saturday, ma'am?
Much love, baby. Not yet. But, you know,
okay.
I got something good.
All right, y'all.
I'm going to come up with something real good.
Yeah. All right, good night, Patrice.
Good night, y'all. Y'all take it easy. This is Heaven Here Tonight by F.L. Jones.
Thank you. what I do.
That's what I do.
And let my nigga cut my hair. I was aware that I was looking debonair. Cause I got a new pair of body dolls. And I got an applause from getting compliments from all these bras. Thinking if I could just get them about their draw. Something on their neck with my hands above their bra. Late night chicken is a must. For family and local niggas would turn a night into a party. We're scheming on high, calling it up to discuss who got the best body. We smoking on imported weed with imported cigars, drinking drink and getting food bought in my car. My people with my door ajar. So hard to try to get things on my mind. Being sober leads me to get high, and getting high leads me to get involved.
Young Dre,
they killed to be their kids. Young black brother, running from the pigs. Thank God for my mother keeping food in my ribs. Get it how you live, that's how I was brought up. Yes, we on the block, we trying not to get caught up. It's like this world's moving fast. I'm ready for the future, but I'm stuck in the past. And all I know is hustle. I'm trying to get a million. Seeing my mama struggle, trying to raise her children. And death gotta be easy, cause life is hard. On the block nonstop, we posted up in the yard. I'm reaching for my goals, I'm trying to be a star. And if you won't war, it's like 10 in the car. These streets is not a game, these niggas really kill. So listen to the words of Young Drake and Bill, it's real. Yeah.
So far away, and life squeezes so tight that I can't breathe. And every time I try to be what someone else thought of me, so caught up, I was unable to achieve.
That's what it do.